Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Brown v. Plata, which was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 2011. The question before the court was, did a court order requiring the state of California to reduce its prison population violate the Prison Litigation Reform Act of 1995, or PLRA? The facts of the case were, there were two major class action lawsuits on behalf of specific subsets of incarcerated individuals in the California prison system. The 1990 case of Coleman v. Brown represented those with serious mental illness, and the 2001 case of Plata v. Brown represented those with medical conditions. In both cases, these subsets of incarcerated individuals claimed that their Eighth Amendment right against cruel and unusual punishment was violated by inadequate health care. In both cases, the district courts determined that their health care needs were not being met and appointed a third party to oversee their remediation efforts. Those third parties determined that overcrowding was the primary issue impeding appropriate remediation in both cases. In Coleman v. Brown, it was reported 12 years later that the prison conditions were worsening due to overcrowding. In Plata v. Brown, it was reported that, quote, rampant overcrowding impeded improvement. In 1995, the Prison Litigation Reform Act, or PLRA, was passed. At that time, the courts were seeing an increase in civil rights lawsuits under Title 42, U.S. Code Section 1983. The purpose of the PLRA was to reduce frivolous lawsuits. According to the PLRA, a court could order a cap on the prison populations if they found by clear and convincing evidence that 1. Overcrowding was the primary cause of constitutional violations, and 2. There was no other remedy to address the problem. The plaintiffs in Coleman and Plata moved to convene a 3-judge district court to determine just that. What they found was staggering. Not only were basic health care needs not being met, but the California prison system had been operating at almost 200% capacity for at least a decade. The remedy they ordered under the PLRA was a reduction in prison populations to 137.5% of their design capacity within 2 years. This was appealed by the state of California, Governor Brown, to the United States Supreme Court. There was a reasonable concern that a blanket reduction in the prison population would lead to, quote, dangerous criminals walking free. To reduce the population in accordance with the court order, somewhere between 36 and 46,000 incarcerated people would be released. The United States Supreme Court heard the case and in a 5-4 majority decision held that the court-ordered prison population limit was a necessary remedy to the constitutional violations. Justice Scalia wrote the dissenting opinion. He called the court order, quote, what is perhaps the most radical injunction issued by a court in our nation's history. He also noted that most incarcerated individuals who would benefit from the decision were not the victims of the Eighth Amendment violation. In summary, the 2011 case of Brown v. Plata established that under the Prison Litigation Reform Act of 1995, the court-mandated prison population reduction in the California prison system was a necessary remedy to the constitutional violations caused by overcrowding.